This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on strategies for dealing with privacy as a lost cause. As Facebook slips off its pedestal of pretense and posturing about its contribution to the common good that has disguised its brutal capitalist commitments and real priorities, it's worth wondering if claims to protect consumers' privacy are just more empty promises. Personal privacy may be just a lost cause and a battle engaged too late. Many of us use Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, Amazon, and the rest for work, so we're simply stuck in the muck of social media. We can't get out, so we're hoping it doesn't pull us under. There may be some strategies, though. We could ask the European Union to regulate these companies. They seem better at it. In the United States, there's too much OG and too little oh my God from politicians and potential regulators. Asking the EU to do the job would be cheaper. We could just enter a Me Too agreement. What's good for them would be great for us. One of the priceless ironies is the intramural dispute between Facebook's Zuckerman and Apple's Tim Cook over regulation. Cook is saying it may be needed now, even while he hedges with language about careful crafting, which is usually a euphemism for allowing lobbyists to write the regs. But look, Apple has to be the most consumer-indifferent company in Silicon Valley. Inexplicitly, passwords won't work. They control obsolescence by weakening iPhone batteries. They jack their prices, try to make their products luxury items around the world. They believe in privacy much so that they block you from their products after you buy them. If we can't go Euro, some people have embraced alter egos and misinformation. There was an article where Facebook was complaining that saying you were 113 years old, for example, messed with their algorithms. Their whine seems to be a mandate to try that strategy. Monkey wrenching their algorithm sounds like a great way to go to the heart of the beast and get their attention for real. Multiple identities are another prospect many have used. Some are fabricated. Others use middle names, nicknames, maiden names, nom de guerre, or whatever in order to participate, but to create their own bubble around their own privacy. Facebook claims you can't have two accounts, but hey, people are doing it everywhere. So don't tell me with 2 billion users or the recent headlines that they're on top of their business, okay? Or another way you can protect yourself on Facebook, which many young people are doing, is simply never join. Of course, when they go Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, they defeat the purpose, but Facebook growth engine is not being fueled by young people in the West, but by new users around the world. Some of these strategies might work. Believing we still have privacy in the modern world, the internet and social media, come on, really? If you do believe that, please contact me. There's a bridge in Brooklyn that I think would be a perfect purchase for you. Hey, message me on Facebook. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.